Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and you know when people say, well, that's easier said than done. Well, of course it's fucking easier said than done, because everything is easier said than done. So why do people even bother saying it's easier said than done? Duh, of course it is. The only thing that isn't easier said than done is to say it's easier said than done. Because it's easier to say it's easier said than done than to get it fucking done. And I've been thinking about this for a while, and I want to talk to you about it very briefly. Because when people say it's easier said than done, one, they're stating the fucking obvious, of course. But two, I think that that stops them actually doing something, because I believe that saying, well, that's easier said than done, is actually an excuse. I believe what they're really saying is, I haven't got time to do it. I can't be bothered doing it. I don't want to do it. It's painful to do it. It's difficult to do it. I've tried and it didn't work. I don't want to hear you telling me what to do. And they've got all these different things that they actually mean when they say it's easier said than done without actually saying it. Now, of course, everything is easier said than done. But to know and not to do is not to know. So if there is something that you need to do that you have said that's easier said than done, well, the only solution to moving forward is to getting something fucking done. J-F-D-I. And I really believe, Keely's just said here on the live, it's an excuse. So I think that there's these layers of confusion, overwhelm, distraction, fear, and, you know, a sense of not being good enough. And I can help you with all of that. I was speaking to someone today who's struggling, and he's got a few areas of his life that are not going his way. And he reached out on Instagram because he was struggling, and I said I'd do a 15-minute call with him, because I always do 15-minute calls to people reaching out. And he's got probably 1, 2, 3, he's got 4 main areas of his life that aren't going his way, and then he's having a tough time. And my job was to keep his solutions very simple, because I know that his brain's been going round and round and round in all these different scenarios and situations, which are confusing and overwhelming, and they're all linked to each other, and you can't do one because of the other, because of the other, because of the other, because of the other, because of the other. And so in this instance, it probably would be fairly true to say, well, it's easier said than done. But the solutions I gave him, he said to me, I know that these things are clear. When you say them, they sound clear. So, but I haven't been able to do them for 2 years because I've just had so much fog and lack of clarity and, you know, felt sort of really overwhelmed. So, yeah, it's easier said than done. But the best thing you can do is to get something done. Start now, get perfect later. So I'm going to link this story in a moment, because he used the analogy of a table, and he said, all the legs on my table have been broken off. And that's a bit like, how do you eat an elephant? The English saying, how do you eat an elephant? Well, we'll answer that in a minute, and we'll answer the table in a minute. Because I have a friend who's an ex-client. Well, she's still a client. We're good friends. I interviewed her on my podcast. She's a lovely human being. And she's very discreet, but she was basically one of the most important successful hostage negotiators and suicide prevention. She saved so many people from suicide. And I interviewed her on my podcast, and she said that people generally tend to get very bad mental well-being and health, or maybe to the point where they're suicidal, when they have not just one, not just two, but three or maybe more major areas of their life that are wrong, that are going badly. It could be health and family and finances. And generally speaking, if people have got one main area that's an issue, they can kind of handle it. If they've got two, they can, but three or more, and it can get really overwhelming. And so her advice is whenever you're looking to help someone who's got a lot of areas of their life that they're struggling and they're having deep, dark thoughts, they need to just fix one thing first. They need to get one thing straighter, because you're cloudy, you're overwhelmed, you're confused, you've got no energy, no enthusiasm, you don't know where to start, nothing has worked before, you're not making the progress, you're comparing yourself to others, and you've got all these things going around. You can't deal with them all at once. And so that definitely is easier said than done. But what you can do is pick one. You can start with maybe the worst area. You could start with an area where maybe you could turn it around the quickest. So, for example, if health's been really bad, you can start getting down the gym and sorting your diet out. Now, this chap who I said I had a call with, who had lots of different areas of challenge, his marriage had broken up. He wasn't really being able to see his kids in the right way that he wanted. His finances had really got worse because he'd lost confidence in many different areas. And this is the thing, isn't it? Your confidence, when you lose confidence in one area, it can transmute across all the others, and it can affect different areas. So I immediately said to him, right, we need to figure out one area, and the area that's going to move all the others, like the domino effect, the cascading effect, is getting some clients. Pick up the phone and get some clients, or get a job, because he said, look, I've got a long career history and I've done lots of freelancing work, but I haven't really even got the enthusiasm or energy to pick up the phone and call some people to get some clients. He's got loads of contacts. He could just call them all up, past clients, existing contacts. But, you know, he's got himself in a deep hole because there's multiple things going wrong in his life. He even said to me, I started to feel guilty, because I was going to the gym and then I thought, oh, that's getting in the way of my work. I can't do the work because I'm going to the gym. And then I feel really bad that I'm trying to look after myself, and then I feel guilty. But a gym is 1 hour. You can do 10 or 12 hours work in a day. So this tells me what the tricks that your brain plays on you, when you're struggling. So I believe that when people say money doesn't buy you happiness or money doesn't make you happy, I don't think they've got any money and I don't think they really know what money is all about. Because I have seen this so many times in myself and others. If your life is going badly and you're skint, really skint, I believe that makes it worse. Let me know if you agree. And by the way, if you disagree, fair enough. I think if your life is going badly, but you're rolling in money, it makes it better. So do you agree or not? Do you agree that when things are going badly, being really skint makes it worse? And when things are going badly, being loaded can make it better? I believe that to be the case. I've certainly had big challenges going on, but when the money's rolling in, the challenges don't bother me anywhere near as much. But when the challenges are there and you're skint, and of course, and you've got like a lethargy and no energy, then of course you're losing from three different angles. So I said to him, you need to fix your money first. You fix your money, then you can sort out the house issue, then you can sort out the divorce issue, and you can move it all up from there. And he got himself really overwhelmed, and he knew when I was telling him this, it made total sense and it was logical, and it didn't need a genius to tell him this. But like I said, we can all get really overwhelmed, and there's these layers of complexity and excuse and distraction which stop us just picking up the phone and calling one client, trying to sell our freelance. He says yes or no, pick up the next phone, call another client, try to sell our freelance. They say yes or no, pick up the next phone, and you just do that for days until you get 5 or 10 clients and you put 30 or 50 grand in the bank, and then you're back in the game. And then you can rent your own house, and then you can see your kids more, and then you can afford to go to the gym, and then you get down the gym and your health can improve. And then all of a sudden, the momentum goes back up. And this is the analogy of the legs on the table. So he felt like all the legs have been broken off his table. So you fix one leg at a time. Maybe you get down the gym, that's one leg. Maybe, you sort your finances and your business out. You jump into my Make Cash Challenge, for example, if you had that chance. And you fix a second leg, and by that time, your table's half up. And it's much easier. So my initial rant was about people saying it's easier said than done. And what does that actually freaking mean? Because, of course, it's easier said than done. But if you've ever heard yourself say it's easier said than done, you've got not to think about how easy or hard it is to do it. And you've got to chunk what it is that you're looking to do down into a manageable step, like one leg on the table or the elephant one bite at a time, or the marathon one step at a time. And then you build momentum, because you have no momentum or reverse momentum when you're not doing anything and you're a victim and, you know, you're just getting beaten down by everything. And you're in this sort of zone of semi-comfortable procrastination because it's not quite bad enough yet to kick you up the ass to go and do something about it. And a lot of people also, they're perfectionists, aren't they? Where they're like, oh, well, I'm scared of getting it wrong. So I'm not going to do anything because it's easier said than done because I've got to get it right and I can't make a mistake and I can't ever look bad in front of everyone. So they're trying to get perfect and they never freaking go out there and get it done. And you can fail your way to success. In fact, I don't think you can be successful without failing your way to success. And doing something is better than doing nothing. Like, if you don't know where to go, get in the car and get and drive out the drive and turn left and see what happens. If you get lost, turn left and see what happens. And then at least you're moving. You don't know what to do in the gym. Get in the gym and just jump on some of the exercise machines and see what happens. Just copy other people. Look at me. You can see I'm not a big gym goer myself. Because you build this momentum, you get yourself out of a funk and you can get very much stuck into your body mind, you know, your unconscious mind. It keeps you really comfortable and safe, and it doesn't like the thought of putting on a suit and going for a job interview because you haven't done that for years. It doesn't like the thought of getting rejected or putting yourself out there on social media because you're all very safe and weak and comfortably uncomfortable or uncomfortably comfortable. And the first thing you can do is just, you know, like when the alarm's going off, instead of hitting the snooze button, just jump the fuck out of bed. You might be knackered. It might take you 2 weeks to wake up, but you jump the fuck out of bed. So really, I suppose what this... This will be on my Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast as a Rob's rant. I have no notes, so I'm just ranting. But what this really is about is stop procrastinating and start testing. Stop bitching, moaning, complaining and start, you know, trying things and doing things. You know, JFDI. G-O-Y-A, get off your ass, and J-F-D-I, just fucking do it. Just fucking do something. Just try something. Put a post up on social media. Hit the live button and see what happens. Is this backdrop on this live stream the best backdrop it could be? No. Is it better to do one than not do one? Yes. All right, so if you want a shout out for your business, your podcast, your book, your brand, your website, whatever it is that you do, and you want this to stay on this video forever, where 141,400 people now follow me on this page. You just have to hit me with 500 stars. That's just $5 to me. And then you can put a link or a little bit of text about what it is that you do to reach all my people. That's something that I'm doing. I'm one of only 20 people in the world to have the stars functionality. So I'm told by Facebook, because I have an account manager with them now. I'm also told that getting an account manager with Facebook is one of the hardest things to do in the world if you read in all the forums. So I feel like I'm in a privileged position. So take advantage of this, because you won't be able to do this, I don't think, on anyone else's page that you follow on the planet, unless you inadvertently follow one of the other 19 people. I don't even know if they offer this. So Keely's just given me 500 stars. Keely, you are awesome. Whatever it is that you offer and that you do, please put a link or a comment in the thread. Just want to make sure that you're using all the resources that I give you as part of my supporter program, my star program, and all the functions that are available to you. So I thought I might cover a little question or comment or two. I don't normally do that on the Rob's Rants episodes, but I'll do it here. So some people are like, well, what if it goes wrong? Yeah, well, what if you do nothing? Because there's always the what if it goes wrong. If you do nothing, then it will go wrong. If you do something, it might go wrong. But then what can you do? You can learn from it and then you can get closer to it being right next time. So that answers the what if it goes wrong. What if I look stupid? Well, would you rather look stupid and be successful or look good and be skint? So as far as I'm concerned, I'm quite happy to look stupid. There's a lot of things about myself that I don't particularly like. I put myself in some uncomfortable situations. But you know what? I'd rather be failing out there in front of everyone than hiding and not showing the world. I was actually going to say rather than succeeding on my own, but no one succeeds on their own. So in reality, you have to fail in order to succeed. Watch my eyes. You have to fail in order to succeed. You have to make mistakes to end up being a success. You have to. So you might as well get them done early. You might as well start now, test, incrementally improve, get better. I've done 1,400 speeches. One of the best speeches I did was in London a few weeks ago, but there was a moment in it which I had a moment where I kind of lost connection and rapport with the audience and I kind of bombed a little bit. But it was only in the moment and I pulled it back. But even when you've done 1,400 speeches, you have those moments, especially if you're kind of like, you know, a brand like me. So I think there's a lot of people talking. There's a lot of people complaining, a lot of people moaning, defending, justifying, making excuses and stories and reasons and defense mechanisms. And blah, 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 gossiping and looking at what everyone else is doing, looking over in everyone else's lane over there and looking at everyone else's lane over there. And there's all these million things they're doing to procrastinate from doing what they fucking need to do. You know what you need to do tomorrow. You know it. And your body mind or your child ego or your chimp mind will give you every reason not to make those difficult phone calls or to have those difficult conversations or to write that thing that's going to take you ages or that thing that you've been putting off. But you know what you've got to do. And if you want to write a book, you have to open a Word document and you have to start the first chapter and you just have to write a page. And if you write a page a day, in 190 days, you've written a fucking book. Now, to think about writing a book is easier said than done. Of course it is. But a page a day is really easy. And in 190 days, so that's just over 6 months, if you do one page a day, you've written a book. My latest book is about 190 pages. There you go. It's actually easier done as well, as just said. If you chunk it down and you just take an action, you just move forward and you take a little risk and you embrace a little fear and you get a little uncomfortable. And by the way, you can get comfortably uncomfortable. It's comfortably uncomfortable to write a page a day if you've never written anything in a book. It's comfortably uncomfortable to do a live for 5 minutes on Facebook. I usually have notes because I like to have a theme and a thread and I like to make sure I've got nice bullet points of content there for you. So it's a bit uncomfortable for me just to spitball on this live. But I've given myself free rein because it's going to be a rant episode on my podcast. So I think I can get away with just talking randomness because it's a fucking rant. And just drop some F-bombs in there. Sorry if the kids are in the car listening or watching on the live. Forgive me. It does say rant. But yeah, so just do a 5 minute live. See how it goes. Plan your content and then do a 10 minute live. Hit the send button, pick up the phone. It's really not that difficult. All right, cool. So, yeah, of course it's easier said than done because everything's easier said than done, except saying easier said than done, which is easier to say than to do. So stop saying easier said than done and start doing more because things get easier the more you do. They don't get easier the more you talk. And I am gobsmacked. How many people are out there gossiping, complaining, moaning, defending, justifying, ranting about things that they can't control, telling stories, making excuses, spending so much time and energy on speaking instead of fucking doing. JFDI. All right, thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. I love you all. Congratulations to all of you in the challenge. You're doing awesome. I've just done a live for the challenge and literally people are making money already. I'll see you on the other side when you're rich and famous. Don't forget me when you're rich and famous. Don't forget my love for you when you're rich and famous. Don't forget where you came from, which was my Facebook page and supporter program and my podcast. Don't forget me when you're rich and famous.